The movie director we'll meet next is a fan of unscripted dialogue, and when choosing movies to watch, she's drawn to films that feel real. Lynn Shelton directed the new film Your Sister's Sister, and she is the latest guest to give us movie recommendations in our series Watch This. Let's begin with a movie from 1975, a great movie with Al Pacino, Dog Day Afternoon. What is it?
Oh, God, it's an amazing film. It stars Al Pacino, as you said, and any Al Pacino fan who has not seen this movie has to see this film. It is based on a true story of a 1972 botched bank robbery in New York City in the middle of August. And it is just this fantastic combination of extreme realism, it's classic cinema verite, drama and comedy.
He basically plays a dumb crook, or he's with a dumb crook, and they're a dumb
pair. But he's not playing it dumb. He's never winking or commenting on his character. He plays it straight. The whole story turns into this enormous media circus. So the bank is surrounded by just hundreds of cops, and then crowds start to appear, you know, and they're behind barricades. And there was this event that he brings up when he goes, oh, my God, it's incredible. He's out in front of the bank. He keeps coming out, and there's just been prison riots in Attica, and something like 40 prisoners were killed. And at one point he says, you know, they don't care. They'll kill anybody, the guilty along with the innocent. And so that becomes this rallying cry.
Robbing a bank's a federal offense. They got me on kidnapping, armed robbery. They're going to bury me, man. I don't want to talk to somebody who's trying to calm me. Get somebody in charge here.
I am in charge.
I don't want to talk to some flunky pig trying to calm me.
You don't have to be calling.
What's he doing? What's he doing? Look at him with him.
Get over there. Get over there. What's up?
He wants to kill me so bad he can taste it.
Oh, God, I was going to kill him.
Attica! Attica!
Tell me about Al Pacino as an actor. I mean, this is one of those films from this period where he was in every great crime film of the 70s. I mean, he was in Serpico, this also based on a true story. And, of course, he was in the Godfather films. What is it about Al Pacino that makes him carry these kind of crime-based movies this way?
You know, his credibility. You always completely believe him. He is a flesh-and-blood human being on screen.
Now, you've sent us this list of movies that is going to range us back and forth through film history and back and forth through time. Let's go back to the earliest, one of the earlier ages of movies here. You've got a movie called The Passion of Joan of Arc, and the date on it is 1928.
Yes. This is a film made by Carl Dreyer. It's a silent film. It's based on the transcript of the trial of Joan of Arc. So it's sort of a cinematic enactment of what happens during the trial and afterwards to her death. And it features one of the best performances ever captured on film. This woman named Renee Falconetti. Her face is just naked. It seems like she has no makeup on. She has this very, very, very short hair and looks incredibly androgynous. She really does look like a saint. You think that she operates on another plane. And the way that Carl Dreyer tells the story is so poetic and so unconventional. And it's funny to use that word unconventional for a film that was created so early in cinematic
history. Before we had the conventions, yeah.
The conventions were still being figured out. Where he places the camera, how he frames the shots. A lot of the time, it's just unbelievably extreme close-ups. He just fills the entire screen with these unbelievably, eminently watchable faces. It's really worth seeing.
I feel like we're developing a theme here in your list, Lynn Shelton, because we're finding movie after movie where a filmmaker has done something brilliant with some underlying reality, and I suppose that's true of this next movie on your list, Hunger, from 2008.
This film, I am a little bit of a wimp, you know, when it comes to difficult material. I really am. And I will be eternally grateful to a friend of mine who came to visit one day, and he had just seen the film. He plopped me down into a chair, and he made me watch this film. This film had a profound effect on me. It's by the great Steve McQueen. He's an English director. And I'm a real actor geek, and I'll say this is the film that made me fall in love as a director with Michael Fassbender. He is unbelievable in this film. He plays Bobby Sands, who was an IRA prisoner in a Northern Irish prison in the early, I think it was 1981. And he led a hunger strike trying to gain political status for the IRA prisoners in that prison.
I believe that a united Ireland is right and just. Maybe it's impossible for a man like you to understand. But having a respect for my life, a desire for freedom, an unyielding love for that belief means I can see past any doubts I may have. Putting my life on the line is not just the only thing I can do, Dawn. It's the right thing.
The film, again, actually has a real relationship, I think, to Joan of Arc because it is so cinematic. There's hardly any conversation in this entire film. We don't even meet the protagonist, Bobby Sands, until about a half an hour into the film.
Do you find yourself doing this in the films that you make, stripping out dialogue until what remains that the characters actually say really has an impact?
Absolutely. There's always so much more that can be conveyed in the expressions of people's faces, in their body language, and also with sound design, with music, you know, even just juxtaposing certain shots next to each other. You can convey so much in cinematic language through pictures and sound as opposed to with people telling you how you're supposed to feel and what you're supposed to think. And it resonates with people more deeply.
So we've ranged through recent history, rather distant film history. And we also have on this list Harold and Maude from 1971.
Oh,
you love this movie. I can tell already.
One comedy. I love it so much. It was really the top of my list. Yeah. So Harold and Maude, for those who don't know, was made in 1971. It is about a love story between a 20-year-old man and an 80-year-old woman. Mm. And when I first saw this film, I was a teenager, and I was completely enchanted and profoundly moved by the relationship in this film. I mean, by the entire film, but especially by the relationship, by the idea that two souls can connect across all kinds of boundaries. And the thing that's so amazing about the movie is that you believe in it. You believe that they could fall in love, you know. The young man is such an oddball, played by the great Bud Cort, and Ruth Gordon plays Maude as such a free spirit and somebody who seems incredibly youthful and incredibly full of life, that I found it so liberating, you know, because it told me that I can live my life however I want. I can connect with whoever I want to connect with in the world, you know, and I can also write my own script, you know. I don't have to follow rules, you know. I can sort of, yeah, just be unconventional.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. Lynn Shelton, it's been a great pleasure talking with you. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are.
Find Lynn Shelton's full list at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne. Live low, live low. Cause there's a million